from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
We're a little bit short today, but what we have for you is no tall tale.
Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode number 109. And now, shrinking to the point of needing a shrink himself, here's Brian Michael Page.
Let's journey. Hello and welcome, amigos, un bianis, migales, pagina. Welcome to our 109th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Today's going to be the second of our series of mini-episodes. First, we'll open the suggestion box for Midnight Mass, followed by our little reflection on the third of our 7-0 antiphons. And this will go down faster than a good stiff drink, but will it go down as smoothly? Let's find out.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box.
Well, yesterday, in the suggestion box, we focused on the Vigil Mass for Christmas. And of course, as you recall, the Vigil Mass for Christmas at one time was celebrated more as an Advent Mass than a Christmas Mass. And we saw why in the propers, which are still in effect to this day. Now, we're going to open up our suggestion box for Midnight Mass, and this is going to open up the big can of Christmas worms. Yes, we're finally going to see a good amount of Christmas music being exposed here. Let's start with the introit. Dominus dixit ad me, filius meus est tu, ego hodie genuite. In the verse, quare fremuerunt gentes, et populi meditati sunt in ania. The Lord said to me, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. In the verse, why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? And that verse comes from Psalm 2. The antiphon leads me to the hymn of the Father's love begotten, just by the title, of the Father's love.
You are my son. This day I have begotten you.
Now the gradual for the day. Tecum principium in die virtutis tuae, in splendoribus sanctorum ex utero ante luciferum genuite. Dixit Dominus Domino meo, sede ad dextris meis, donec ponam inimicos tuos scabellum pedum tuorum. Yours is the sovereign strength on the day of your great might. Amidst the splendors of the heavenly sanctuary, from the womb, before the morning star, I have begotten you. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right until I make your enemies your footstool. This gradual, too longer than normal verses, come from Psalm 110, or 109, if you're reading from the Vulgate. The responsorial psalm option, if you use that one, is Psalm 96 or 95. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Now, there are two really good settings out there. The first is the setting right from Worship 3. The melody of the antiphon in this case is a very festive adaptation of the introit for the Mass of the Day on Christmas morning. This adaptation, of course, done by Richard Prue. And the Gelinau tone is in use for the verses. The second is from Alexander Pelequin and works especially great if you have a good harpist. It's a lot less pompous than you would expect from a Psalm 96 setting, but just as joyful. The graduale option for the Alleluia verse is exactly the same as the introit antiphon, which is the Dominus dixit ad me, filius meus est tu, ego hodie genuite. The Lord said to me, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. Now the lectionary option is thus. I proclaim to you good news of great joy. Today a Savior is born for us, Christ the Lord. Now the last line is a repeat from the responsorial psalm refrain, and the entire verse comes straight from today's gospel. The offertory. Laetentur caeli et exultet terra ante faciem Domini, quoniam venit. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice before the face of the Lord, for he comes. Now that piece I tried to give away in a recent challenge, but couldn't because there were no entries, utilizes this antiphon in Latin and selected verses from Psalm 96 in English. The musical setting on the most part is mine. The antiphon is adapted from a melody by Giovanni Gastaldi, In Dir ist Freude. Some know that tune as In Thee is Gladness. The communion antiphon is also part of the gradual of the day. In splendoribus sanctorum, ex utero ante luciferum genuite. Amidst the splendors of the heavenly sanctuary, from the womb before the morning star, I have begotten you. Now there are many Christmas carols out there that will work. However, the selections we'll focus on right now, furnished by our good friends at Cantica Nova, are of particular significance of the day. Check out their site for much more. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Anyways, these hymns listed. Angels We Have Heard on High. Each verse of this hymn ends the same way that the gospel ends. Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Break forth, O beauteous heavenly light. Now, this lovely hymn can be found in hymnal 1982, Episcopal, and also in the hymnal Hymns, Psalms, and Spiritual Canticles, a Catholic hymnal that's now out of print, but is still the official hymnal of the Boston Archdiocesan Choir School. Truthfully, this hymn sounds even better as a chorale. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You know how I like this carol done? Brass, timpani, key of G, using the arrangement by David Wilcox. What a nice triumphant way to conclude Holy Mass on such a glorious night. In the bleak midwinter, some hymnals will carry this hymn to the tune Cranham, a lovely yet simple tune written by Gustav Holst. Even nicer is the musical setting by Harold Dark, which you can find in many an Oxford book. Oxford Book of Carols, Carols for Choirs. It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, another simple carol. This one has midnight right in the title. That should tell you something right there. O Come All Ye Faithful, or in the Latin, Adeste Fidelis. Truthfully, no Christmas Mass should do without this triumphant hymn. And again, I fall very partial to the Wilcox arrangement, especially that descant on the Sing Choirs of Angels verse. On Christmas Night, the Sussex Carol. How did the Sussex Carol get its name? Sussex is the town in England where once lived a Miss Harriet Verrill, who was heard by none other than Ralph Vaughan Williams singing the melody of the tune as we know it today. Vaughan Williams turned that melody into a hymn tune and published it in 1919. And finally, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night. Some hymnals use a tune called Siro, a tune that is also titled in other books as Christmas. However, since childhood, I've grown very fond of the tune Winchester Old, which you can still find in most hymnals, including Worship 2 and Worship 3. Don't forget to check out Cantica Nova's planning pages for a plethora of suggestions on choral music, namely the great polyphonic treasures of the church. We'll be back. Don't do this at church.
God rest you, Mary, everyone, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born this holiday.
Welcome to the third part of our seven-part series on the O antiphons. Now we'll have today's antiphon, O Radix Jesse.
Ora is Jesse, qui sat in signum populorum.
O root of Jesse, standing as a sign among the peoples. Before you, kings will shut their mouths. To you, the nations will make their prayer. Come and deliver us in delay no longer. Now the prophecies of Isaiah. A shoot shall come out of the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. Thus says the Lord, the wealth of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and the Sabians, man of stature, shall come over to you and be yours. They shall follow you. They shall come over in chains and bow down to you. They shall make supplication to you, saying, God is with you only, and there is no other, no God besides him. So shall he startle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told them they shall see, and that which they have not heard they shall understand. Saint Paul confirms this in his letter to the Romans. And further Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, he who rises to rule the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles hope.
Veni, O Jesse, vigula, ex hostis tuos ungula, de specu tuos tatari, educet antropa ratri. Gaude, gaude, Emmanuel, nascetur pro te Israel.
Don't forget, by the way, to cast your vote at Podcast Alley. If you haven't yet for December, you still have almost a half a month. Or if you've seen that it hadn't been updated in a couple of weeks, the folks at Podcast Alley had finally fixed it, and it's all back to normal. Feel free to go down and vote. Also, if you haven't given us your dig yet, go ahead to dig.com. That's D-I-G-G.com. It's a one-time thing for the entire podcast. Or you can come back and dig each episode as well. You can also leave a review at iTunes or a comment on our message boards. All of these are accessible from our main page at crystalsvinci.com. Also, nominations and voting for the 2008 Bloggers' Choice Awards are underway. Just like last year, Crystals Vinci the Blog has been nominated for the Best Religion Blog category, and Crystals Vinci Anywhere has been nominated for the Best Podcast category. We'll leave the links to all of that in our show notes today. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in tomorrow as we reflect on the fourth of our O Antiphons and open our suggestion box for the rarely used Mass at Dawn. That really early morning Mass at Christmas. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Featured Anywhere as a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh yeah, the Crystals Vintage Network.
Made on a crappy PC.